Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's April 23rd and we're back with you.
Time is just flying, I swear it.
It is flying.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday already and we're just getting started. Welcome to the show. Beautiful day in LA. And yeah, I always dreamed of saying I'm on the air in LA, and now I am.
Yeah.
Have been for a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a while now.
How you doing,
Brigetta? I'm good.
You're dressed all bright and nice and all made up and everything. Do you have an occasion today?
Yeah. I was supposed to leave here and drive down to San Diego again for the day. And then have to be back here at 9 o'clock at night for another meeting.
Wow.
I just came back here
yesterday. That's quite a commute, yeah.
Yeah, but I have to go back for a second thing. So, 2 second thing. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it's a good thing, but I just, you know, I wasn't expecting the next day. I'm like, can't we push this to next week?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, and it's quite a drive, right? I mean, it should be 2 hours, but with the traffic...
it's like an hour and a half, usually,
really?
But it depends where you're
that's
going.
That's not bad.
If you're going downtown, then it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it just depends.
Yeah.
I'm a little before it.
San Diego's cool, you know? I like San Diego, you know? Do you enjoy your time down there?
I do, and actually I got involved, and we're going to have them on eventually, too, with this company called Juice Nation, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's real juice,
uh-huh.
as opposed to that Master Cleanse stuff that I was trying. Oh, my God. So this is, like, crazy. It's they say that crazy people do the five-day cleanse.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, I'm doing the five-day cleanse. Most people do the three-day. And they have, like, I mean, it's crazy. They take, like, a huge bowl. I mean, like, a ginormous bowl of all these greens.
Right.
And that's how much it goes in just, like, a one-day cleanse.
Really?
So, yeah. It's
insane.
So anyway, basically it's all kinds of vegetables and whatnot, and every day it's something different. So there's like kidneys and your liver is another day, and then your intestines and then whatever.
Mm.
So day two was horrific for me. I mean, like horrific. Like they even said that you can try and have like a little bit of green lettuce if you need to like feel like you need something later on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tried that, puked it all up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was awful. and then I felt bad. I kept calling them and I'm like, so I have a question. Like, I'm craving wine. Is wine okay? Because it's natural. It's organic.
Why that's true.
I mean,
it's just liquid, right?
Right. It's a liquid diet, essentially. So it's just like, you know, grape juice, right?
Yeah.
They were like laughing at me and they think I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
out of the question. Huh?
Well, no, they said we could. The way they were like, actually, you could do it because it is, it's like a juice in a way. But if you're cleansing your liver or kidney. Probably not the greatest
not
idea.
Not a good idea, huh?
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm having, like, massive cravings. So I must be, like, so toxic.
Yeah, you must be.
Now, I mean, I know I'm
addicted to sugar. How long have you been on it? 2 days?
This is day four.
Oh, day four already.
Day four. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the juice is, like, today's juice is amazing. Yesterday was, like, this beet juice, which makes you have the runs.
Beet juice? Oh, my God.
Yes.
It can't possibly taste that
well,
great.
Well, it's, like, a mix of a bunch of things, but the main ingredient, like, I taste is beet.
So what does it usually taste like? Vegetables? Like a V8 or something?
Well,
or
like, day one, you know, like, the naked juice? Do you ever drink the naked juices?
No.
It's, they're, like, amazing. Anyway, most people know kind of what they are. So, like, day one is, like, this green drink, and it's super good, and it's not, like, without the sugar, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little bit of apple juice in it, so you start off with, like, the sugar from the apple juice. So I love day one.
Yeah.
Day two is, like, ginger.
Oh, God.
I hated it. I mean, like, just making it go down, I'm like, oh, like, I'm
And how many times a day can you drink this?
You have five bottles a day, and you drink half a bottle every hour,
God.
Hour, and then water in between. And actually, you don't get hungry at all.
Really?
Yeah. The first day was like, it was just the fact that I crave things. Like, I wanted things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like, I have a sugar addiction. I know this. I do. And I like my sugar.
Right.
I think it's great. Same with caffeine.
Right.
But
you're doing that because you like the sugar so much.
And
so you got to cut down.
So horrible. But I have to say, day 4, I feel good.
Do you?
Yeah.
You could have fooled me when you walked in.
I'm a little bitchy because of what happened. So this morning I like make, and there, you can go back into their place and you can have anything raw, basically. So right. They have like this maca drink they have, which, I mean, I make my own maca shakes and I love maca powder, and they use a lot of Vega powder, which is like pretty popular organic powder as well. So I made my own drink this morning, my own shake, just to get the flavor, you know, like a sugary taste, even though it's not sugar in it.
Right.
I need to feel like there is, you know? So I made my own thing, and I stuck it in this awesome glass, whatever, piece of shit.
Service.
And, yeah. And like, the thing is like, I chose this wine because I'm like, oh, this is a good car wine. It'll keep it cold. You know, I'm driving an SD later. Like, I'll drink some now. I'll drink some later. And then I'll switch to, like, you know, the juice that they gave me. Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a dress. I spilt it all in the car. All over me, because the stupid top is so retarded. Thank you, AAA. You suck. Your thermoses are horrific, and they deserve to, you deserve. You know what I want to do? I want to take all these bottles and throw them through your stupid office building windows.
Brigetta, let me put this in perspective for you. It's just a fucking spill, okay?
But it's green all over my pink dress.
Okay, but it happens. It happens.
And it's all over the car. Need I tell you what that looks like and smells like?
Yeah. Wow. And
you know what? I have to say, like, I love these shakes that I make. I think they're so good. Mm. But when you do spill them, and they, you know, because it's all raw stuff, it smells like... like New Jersey. I mean, it smells horrible. It is. Like rotten, horrible trash. You know, like the next day. It's just horrid.
Whoa.
So, like, anyway, so that's what my car's going to smell like tomorrow, because I'm not cleaning it today.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Okay, anyway, well, as long as you're okay now, you know.
Yes.
Put it all behind you and move forward, you know. I mean, the dress is beautiful. I've never seen
not
you
anymore.
Wear that one. No, it still looks nice.
If it relax. Out.
All right. Well, we have two very special guests in the studio, and they can't wait to talk. So
it looks amazing. I mean, speaking of candy and chocolates and yum-yums, you're teasing me with all
I
this
know.
In front of
well,
me.
Well, we're trying.
I want you to get closer to the mic. Right. And so let me introduce our guests. We have Frank Schaftel, who is a host on LA Talk Radio, and he has been for a long time.
Long time.
Long time. And you own the Candy Factory.
I own the Candy Factory, yes. Family business in North Hollywood, California, 35 years.
Wow.
Yes, amazing. Candy Maker to the Stars. We are known as Candy Maker to the Stars. We have done candy for everybody in Hollywood, the who's who, you name it, we've done it. We have a huge long list. We did the chocolates that Tom Hanks eats in Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool.
We did
Lisa
Marie and Michael Jackson's wedding favors when they got married. We did chocolates for the Academy and got sued for making chocolate Oscars.
I love that story.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We did them for the president of Sony Studios. He came in and they ordered the life-size ones. I mean, these were gorgeous. And we did 300 of them for his party. And they gave them out to all the guests. I mean, they went to Janet Jackson, Wesley Snipes, Tom Hanks. I mean, everybody got these things. And there was a little article in the paper about them.
Yeah.
And the Academy saw that and they filed a lawsuit against me saying copyright infringement.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we also
well, you know, we did chocolate ears also with bite marks in them. We called them Irvander Tyson bites. Two in a box because you can't eat just one.
That is awesome.
And we got a letter from Evander Holyfield saying that the world champion that we were it was his likeness.
Oh
I mean,
my
which
God.
Is ridiculous because it was a mold we had in stock.
Right.
So. They gotta get it out of their
That's
ass.
That's just
man.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
and you know what though? Any press is good press.
Oh no, it is. Oh my
God, was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Right. And you brought a very special friend.
I did.
With
I
the
did.
Coolest name I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
Ty Babylonia.
Perfect.
Ty Babylonia.
You said that perfectly.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. I've
been here. When was I here? Last
you were here 2 weeks. It was two weeks ago. Past Sunday for my show. She was a guest on my show.
Right there.
Yep.
And you were very beautiful, and you are now, and you
Thank
light
you.
Up a room and everything. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Of
Thank you
course.
For having me.
So how does someone get a name like this? Were you born with this name?
I was born with this name. Here's a funny story. We were born at the same hospital.
Yes.
In Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood Kaiser Hospital.
Yeah. Wow, when did you discover that?
It's on the show. When I had her on the show, we were talking about where we were from, and I said, well, you're native, too. Yeah, I am, too. Well, I was born in Hollywood. Kaiser, oh, my God, Kaiser Hospital.
It's so rare.
Yeah, it is.
First of all, to meet someone from L.A. who was born here.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really rare.
Not many people are born here. So were you born here as well?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hollywood. Oh, my God, Sam. That was just
That's right. That's right.
That was like one of those, who was born in Grants to, or who lives in Grants
too? I didn't connect the hospital with being born.
Yes,
okay?
We were born in the same hospital.
Yeah. In the same room.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So. I should have smoked this morning. Huh?
That was going to be my next question.
Hey, I have a new vaporizer. Relax, man. I spent a couple hundred bucks on a friggin' vaporizer,
really?
But it's like it looks like an iPod. It's like the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
Sam, don't spend money on that. You have them on the show and you
That's
get it for
true.
Free.
After I got it, I'm like, why did I pay for this?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So we'll get another one for Brigetta, although she doesn't smoke.
I don't smoke. We'll get it for you. We'll say it's for me. Actually, don't even tell them you have one. Be like, I want one.
I know. I should promote the hell out of it. You
there
know?
You go. That's yeah. Funny.
But at any rate, yeah, so I shouldn't have touched that this morning. But
yes,
I usually you'll be okay.
I usually never do, you know, but when we have special guests, sometimes I take a couple of hits.
Well, I think he knew
he had that effect really on funny. People.
Yeah. He was getting candy this morning. He knew that, so he wanted to be in the mood for it.
Exactly.
This is all for you.
All for me.
After the show.
So, I really want it, too.
So, Ty, describe some of the chocolates you guys brought here.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's a whole story. First of all, should we say how it's the candy started?
Oh, yeah, we got to tell the backstory behind it.
There's a whole story. I was sitting here, where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And before the interview,
yes,
he brought gifts from the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate potato chips.
Yeah, chocolate pretzels.
Pretzels.
Yeah,
and
they
then,
make the best chocolate chips.
And then a version of...
I mean, chocolate potato chips.
Yeah, a version of this pink chocolate, strawberry chocolate,
uh-huh.
in a brown one. Chocolate
That's
chocolate.
That's so cute.
So he brought it just as a thank you gift.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a pink...
That's strawberry chocolate.
Yeah, pink ice skates.
Yes. I so want to give this to
I
my
love.
Sister.
But anyway, so we kept staring at the skate, because I'm a skater.
Right.
And he kept saying, there's something here. There's something, I don't know what it is, but there's something with this. And a few days later, he started on Facebook photos of the skates, butterflies.
Yep.
Do you love butterflies?
I love butterflies, mm-hmm. and there's a whole story with the gold moon. So it just evolved through Facebook, and him just...
Wow.
She became my muse.
Yeah.
That's
she really
so
did.
Cute.
I was so inspired.
And
it was.
So
it was.
On Facebook, people react.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people
Oh, my
reacted.
God. It was outrageous.
Where can we get
yeah.
these?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. And it just... That's... I'm in.
Awesome.
I'm in. So the butterflies are because I love wings.
Yeah.
I identify with the butterfly. The gold moon is in honor of my friend Stevie Nicks, who gave me this gold moon in 79.
Yeah, that's
way
a necklace.
You weren't even born.
You're showing us a nice gold
year.
Necklace.
I was a year.
Were you here in 79?
I was 1 year.
A little thing. And then the skates, the pink skates, because I wear pink skates when I skate.
Dude,
I see, okay.
Everyone knows. So those three things.
So Frank, tell us about Ty being a skater and everything, because some people may not know who Ty is.
She should be telling you more.
No,
but
I know.
I like when you tell it.
Yeah, I didn't want to put her on the spot.
Thank
You know, she's really known for her pair figure skating with her partner, Randy Gardner.
Right.
And she and Randy, back in the 70s, were big Olympians, and of course they were America's sweetheart at the time. I mean, they really were. They were just, everybody watched them, and they were just rooting for them. She's just like, she floats on the ice. It's incredible.
Really?
It's
beautiful. What year was that?
When our first Olympics was in 76.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending this to my sister and telling her you're on air.
Tell her I say hi. Tell her to get on the ice.
Yeah.
Those were in Innsbruck, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
I was 16. And then the next 4 years, the Olympics were in Lake Placid in 1980.
Right.
You know, the big hockey game and Eric Clayton. Those are all my teammates.
Wow.
But our story was we had to withdraw.
Mm.
So that, with that, a lot of press, because it didn't happen the way the world wanted it to happen.
Right.
Right.
So it was just one of those things. And there's nothing you can do. You know, you embrace it. It's part of our story, and you move on.
Right.
So, and after that, we had a long professional career where Randy and I have been skating together 48 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
48 wow. years. Wow. Like,
yeah. Is that right?
No,
yeah.
that can't be right.
No, wait.
No,
40?
They can't be.
No,
wait
no,
a minute.
No, no, no. You're not that. You're not
well,
that.
Well, we
were
started
five?
In 10. We just said 46 years.
It says 42 here.
46 the, years.
Okay. Yep. On your website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So an Olympic figure skater. And so your career spanned many years,
many
right?
Many years. And it, our career, it just everything happened when we were very young.
Right. That's what's interesting to me. I mean,
I'm 53.
Isn't your career over like after you're like 21 or 22?
No, you
in
have
the
a
sport?
Professional career. You join a show.
Oh, yeah. I see.
You join Ice Capades, which right. we did, and you tour, and you
keep
teach? Touring.
Right.
Yeah. My partner teaches.
Right.
I taught a little bit.
So you don't compete anymore, but you perform.
Yeah. And there are some, mm-hmm. well, back in the 80s, some professional competitions. It's right. it's a little different now. Mm-hmm. The whole
and
skating
she,
world's different
and
now.
And she was one of the coaches and one of the people on Skating with the Stars.
Skating, skating with Celebrities.
Skating with Celebrities.
My partner was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner.
Wow.
Yeah, this was a couple years ago.
On Fox, yeah.
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 So, wow, that's amazing. So
yeah, it's you know, I try to think out of the box, and when this candy opportunity came up, I you know, it's like, yeah, that's different, and
right.
I don't think anyone has done it, so that's really appealing to me.
Well, right. it's also it's a new market, truly. It's, you know, you have the sports avenue of it, because, you know, she is an Olympian, and you have the sports with all the skaters and everything, and it is a big community. You don't realize how large the community is, and there are a lot of young people that are in it, not only for ice skating, but you also have, you know, the figure skating, you have hockey. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of sports that are on the ice, and for a candy maker, you couldn't have a better venue because it's a chilled location.
Right.
You know, you don't want to worry about being out in the hot sun. I wouldn't want to team up with a runner because, I, you know, I mean, it just it would work. So,
yeah, that's true.
And the beauty of it is she sent me her logo, which is Skater Girl, which is so cute. It's a little illustration of her holding the butterfly on a string. And that's where I saw the butterfly and said, oh, my God, that opens it up. Not just skates, but let's do your favorite things, which, you know, the three things we have in the line right now are the butterflies, the skates, and of course the beautiful moon,
the crescent
moon, and they all lend themselves to being just so pretty,
and just the reaction, you know, from
they
people.
Are so
packaged
pretty.
Very nicely.
So, you know what too is, like, they're girly in a way too. They're like they'd be great gifts.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
excellent.
Hopefully,
gifts,
yeah.
You know, and this one I envisioned, I'm holding up the three
Mother's
pack.
Mother's Day.
You know, Mother's Day.
Yes, coming up.
But
back.
Also for the holidays, for Christmas, this is perfect for tree trimmers.
Yep.
Stocking stuffers.
Yep.
Right. I mean, can you imagine a tree hung all with beautiful gold moon and pink skates.
Great idea.
And, I mean,
great
stunning.
Idea.
And we use 24 karat gold dust on the skates. It's actually,
cool.
You know, really nice touch, and it really adds that sparkle. And of course, you know, as a gold medalist, we want to add that little touch of gold.
I love it.
We have our little mini medals.
Oh, wow.
That are the little
Look
mini medals
this,
we'll be coming
treat.
Out with. That are really adorable. So,
great.
You know, we
so
really
the line is called Thai Treats.
The line is called
Thai
Treats.
Treats. And we're hoping for the, what do you call it, the soft launch?
A soft launch for Mother's Day.
Yes.
We're already geared up. We're manufacturing in the candy factory right now. And we have the website that'll be going live soon.
That's what I was going to ask
yes,
you.
We're
tweeting right now.
Yeah,
yes.
ThaiTreats.com is actually, it's parked right now. We have that. So it is our website. If you go onto it, you'll say, well, there's nothing here. It says, you know, it's parked courtesy of GoDaddy. But that's that's our site, and that'll be up soon.
Right.
The Candy Factory, it's thecandyfactoryla.com. Actually has the article. We got a very nice article in Candy Industry Magazine, which is the Bible
the
for the candy.
Yes.
It's to the trade. It's like the Vanity Fair of trade magazines in the confection industry.
This is so surreal.
And I just called them and said, you know, I've teamed up with an Olympian. I didn't even say who she was. I teased them and said, if you're interested, call me. He immediately called right back the next morning, and he was so eager. And when he found out what and we were doing and who we were doing it with, I mean, he's so graciously, we have a cover story that'll be coming out in July.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be coming out and doing a photo shoot and an interview. We're excited about that. And in the meantime, he begged me to let him tease it on, you know, his e-news blast, which comes out once a week on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, hold on, let me call you back. And of course I called Ty, and I'm like, okay, they want an e-blast. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
So
no turning back now.
The only picture I had was a candid one I took when she was in the factory making candy the other day. She, you know, I sent it to her. She approved it. We sent it back to them. And the next thing we know, we're all over the web with, you know, Thai Babylonia has a new line of confections.
And they're placing orders.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
So
we've had people wanting it.
It's happening really quickly.
We're really very excited about it.
Awesome.
And
well, people love chocolate. You know, I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you make something unique and special and tastes good, yeah, people are going to buy it.
Well, that's
sure,
exactly
you know?
It. It's not only something that people love, but it's something that's different now. It's something a little bit, wow, that's neat. I mean, I can imagine a lot of people not even eating these, just holding on to them because they're so beautiful. Yeah, that's what we've heard a lot.
It's a beautiful gift. Yeah, and we have the gummies,
like
too.
Don't eat.
If you like gummy, remember gummy bear?
Oh,
yeah.
Butterfly is so cute.
Gummy butterflies.
White chocolate.
You have to tell me if there's flour in it. You have to find out.
Well, the ingredients are on the back.
Yeah. Is the allergy pretty bad?
Oh no, it's.
Tell
I
me
can't.
Something. Are we waiting for a guest to call in?
Yeah, there is a guest calling in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me get this for a second.
Okay.
Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay.
You're not on the air.
Been
okay.
trying to call for 10 minutes. And
they were supposed to be on the air.
I didn't realize that.
See if they call back again. Yeah. We've moved them before.
Okay. One of those. Yes, I'm sorry. We didn't have room for Matt Damon tonight.
Do you want to quickly tell us who it is?
It is about from Ponte Vineyard, which is a really nice vineyard in Temecula.
Okay.
And it's just absolutely gorgeous, and they have amazing wines, and they've won all these awards, so they were calling in to talk about it.
Okay. All right. So we'll pick it up in a minute.
I don't see a bottle on the table anywhere. Is it supposed to be, like, interactive?
I already drank it.
Oh, okay.
But you know what is super exciting? I don't see anything in here I'm allergic to.
Really? That's amazing.
No. So I'm really excited.
Go for it.
I am really excited.
Pick something.
And
can
it's
I?
Really
oh, but I'm
nicely.
On a juice diet. Yeah.
Oh.
I want the butterfly.
Then save it.
I'm going to save it.
Save it.
Actually, it's so
send
pretty.
Send it to your, is it your cousin who skates?
My sister.
Your sister.
Yes.
Send her.
And here, Sam, try one of our butterflies. These are the gummy butterflies.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to eat it on the air, but maybe after the show.
Gummy Thai butterflies,
I am going to tweet these. I've already tweeted the website.
Tweet me. And I'm on Twitter, too, so we'll follow at Thai Skates.
Perfect.
Okay, hold on. There's somebody else calling. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How do you know who that is?
Oh, I know who that is. That's my mother.
Your mom.
That's
Hi, Frank's mom. Thank you for calling.
I have you on the computer, and you've wanted a phone call, so here's the phone call.
That is so cute.
I know.
Yeah.
Just like mom.
So your mom works at the candy factory, too, right?
Mother works at the candy factory, yes.
Uh-huh. And so it is a family business.
It is in every aspect of the word, yes.
Right. So your mom is the one that actually makes the chocolates? Or
Mother does occasionally make the chocolate, yes. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
I oversee.
She oversees it, yes. She's quality control.
Yeah.
I keep everybody in line.
That's true.
Sounds good.
This is true.
Do you have any siblings, Frank?
I have one sister.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And which is interesting. And you know, right now we are actually in development of a reality show. They've been in. We've actually taped it. There's a sizzle reel. It's being shopped around as we speak. And mom is like one of the stars of this show. It's great. Mom and dad are in it. My sister.
That's a great idea.
We're not paying for nothing right now, but it's going to come to an end.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, if I'm the star, you can talk to me for nothing right now.
Oh, I see. But the rates are going to be going up. Yeah. See,
gone
that's
Hollywood.
The way, that's the way it does.
You're
going
to have to schedule an appointment to talk to.
Will cost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on.
Have your people come.
I like
people.
Your style.
But it's great. It's been really fun. And you know, I think we're hoping that if, you know, this does go through with the reality show, we can add Thai to it and kind of follow the journey of us with this new line and, you know, go to all the different shows. We got trade shows we want to do and all kinds of other things. So it will be very fun. It's kind of a great storyline. So.
Right.
We've got our fingers crossed.
I'm going to let you go because I got to go play Mahjong.
Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
Say hi to the ladies. Good luck.
Bye.
She sounds so East Coast.
She is sharp.
Oh,
is
my gosh.
And she's from here?
Yeah, no, she's from back east. She's from Detroit.
Okay, I was going to say, because that is, like, so my family.
Yeah, she's from Detroit. My dad's from Philadelphia, and they both they met out here on a blind date.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yep. That's okay.
And people that live here in L.A. should stop by the Candy Factory. I mean, it's a really interesting place.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Out, you know? Yeah. Over there, we're on Magnolia Boulevard, 12508 Magnolia and Whitsitt. And we've been there, again, like I said, for 35 years. But you can come in, and you can actually buy supplies to make your own candy. Mm-hmm. Or if you see something that you like, we can make it for you. You can schedule a party or a class and actually mm-hmm. make it in the premises. So, yeah, lots of fun
Sounds
stuff.
Sounds good.
Wow, do you want to give out your guys' Twitters as well? Or no?
Go ahead. No, no.
What? What, do you, Twitter, what did you say?
Your Twitters as well? Or
yes.
Or emails?
Yeah. Okay.
At Tieskates.
T-A-I-S-K-A-T-E-S.
Awesome.
And we're both on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay.
And Candy Factory is on Facebook, and of course our website, thecandyfactoryla.com, and check it out. That'd be great. Yeah. And again, we will be taking orders not only online, but hopefully get it out into some of the retail stores and some of the markets we've been pitching. So
got a tour with it.
Yep.
It's going on the road.
Absolutely.
Sounds
You've heard
good.
Of we you know we there are lots of book signings. We'll have candy signings.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I Sign like where your head is at.
So you'll have to be here for the soft launch at sometime in May. We got to figure out what date. Right.
Yep.
I tweeted a picture of the street.
Yay!
Oh.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to eating these gummy butterflies.
They're
they look
delicious.
It feels good too, you know.
Oh my gosh, they are. They're good. They're really pretty. They're colorful. They're tasty. They're really
it feels
really nice
good too.
It feels good.
Someone who just
uh oh.
It feels good too.
Shut up. It's got texture.
If it feels good, do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Struck the
Everything
prey
is
well.
Enhanced. You know, even your tactile.
Oh my
so, so Ty, a little
yes.
bit about you. So how
okay.
does someone go from, I mean, you at an early age were interested in the skating part of this, right?
I started skating at 6 years old.
Wow.
I met my partner Randy at 8 years old, and there's a rink in Culver City.
Right.
On Sepulveda Boulevard, and that's where we started.
So you started, like, just playing around, skating, things like that.
For fun.
But you were too little to play in anything, right?
I knew.
You knew that you wanted to become an Olympian.
I knew at 8 years old that this was what I was put on the earth to do.
What you wanted to do, and you wanted to be the best at it. Wow.
I knew exactly. I was happiest in the ice rink.
Uh-huh.
All my friends were in the ice rink. It was my happy place. And it's still, I was just at the rink yesterday. I gave a woman, Jane, won a private lesson with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was back in the rink, and it's my safe place.
You feel like you're in
it's
your
home.
Element when
yes.
you're there.
Yep. It's like no one can mess with me. You know, out there on the street, it's you know, fair game. But when I'm in the rink, it's like this is...
Wow.
This is my world.
Right.
Aww.
That's your
so,
flow.
That's my flow.
Right.
No pun
now,
intended. My eyes
glow. Now, but that's kind of unusual for someone from California, isn't
absolutely.
It? I mean, because that's usually a winter sport.
Yeah. But it's interesting. It's some of the most popular Olympic champions came from either Southern California or Northern California. Brian Boitano,
wow. really?
Debbie
Who's
Thomas,
yeah,
Christy Yamaguchi, all from up north. And then a ton of wonderful Southern California champions.
Right. 'Cause
we have great coaches here and, you know, great rinks. And it, you know, but people can't identify Los Angeles with
ice, right?
Well, but there was always. I remember growing up and over by May Company in North Hollywood
with
Laura Plaza,
yeah.
and I grew up going there as a kid all the time, skating there. I remember that mall. I loved that mall.
Yeah, it was thrashed
you
in
know?
The quake.
Oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
it was a shame because that was so much fun and it was so close. It was really. I mean, and there was a time in the 70s and 80s, particularly I think in the 70s when there were a lot more rinks. I think it was
right.
it was much more
right.
popular and. Actually, because of our weather, people would be drawn to them because it was so hot out, you'd want to go to a place that was cold.
That's true.
So, you know,
That's
a lot true. Of events would go, a lot of parties, people would plan it because it was so hot. So, you know,
right.
where you think, oh, it's not, I wouldn't think it would be California. No, actually, it was perfect for California because it fit
That's
right
true.
In.
That's true. Yeah.
And
you
hockey
know?
Is huge here now. You know,
mm-hmm.
you've got the Kings, and so hockey is really keeping... The rinks open.
Right.
So popular.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any siblings, Stu?
I have an older brother, 3 years older.
Okay.
Yes.
And was he supportive early on?
Of you? In a teenager kind of way.
Right,
it was, I know it was difficult, and I'm going to write about this more in detail. I have a second book that I'm working on right now.
Oh, so you already have one.
I have, yeah.
You'll
Randy,
tell us about that in
yeah.
a minute.
Yeah,
okay.
and where people can find it, too.
Yeah, on Amazon.com.
Okay.
What's
it's called Forever Two is One, and it's about my partner and myself.
Wow.
So now, I think Randy's going to do a book on his own, and I'm going to do a book on my own.
Ooh.
You know, away from the Ty and Randy partnership.
See, this is perfect because I came at the right time in her life because maybe I can end up being like one of the chapters.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding?
There you go.
Welcome to Candyland chapter.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to, by the way, sorry. She's going to call back in any minute.
Okay, good. Okay. Good.
But I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about the book and everything, but. But the support from your brother.
Right. Your brother.
Well, when you have a skater, I'm sure your sister knows, it's not only a commitment from the skater.
It's family.
It is family.
Really?
And so brother really he took a back seat. Mm. And all of the attention, all of the money went to the little skater girl.
$100,000 a year.
It's a lot.
Rent, ice, and it's crazy.
Wow.
It's insane.
It's
crazy. You get sponsors eventually once you make it and you're on the team. But
stuff, right.
Still, it's still so costly. And time, you guys would get up at 5, 6 a.m. and go to the rink?
Yeah.
And and she was homeschooled because that was her life.
I was tutored.
Yeah.
I was tutored. Yep. And that's what, you either go for it 100%.
Right. Yeah.
Or you skate on a Saturday.
Right.
There's no middle.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because it is so expensive and it is such a commitment to the whole family.
Right.
So I went for it and I loved it. And I didn't have the pushy skating mother, skating parent. It was me pushing, saying, okay, we got to get up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and at the time, times have changed now with just, technology and the internet and just everything with the way we are in our society. Back then, they didn't have what we have now, which are the endorsement deals and all of the people coming out. And, you can really, as a champion, I don't want to say cash in, but you can. I mean, truly be able to get endorsements and get out there a lot more than back when you were.
Right. Well, we were lucky. We hit it just, early 80s. There was still money. There was still the big contracts with the big shows. Now you don't have those big shows. You have Disney on Ice and Stars on Ice to, a little bit. But so we were very lucky to be on that wave, on that, where it was still very popular.
Right.
Very lucky.
So now, how did you meet your partner? And, was he into skating as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Like simultaneously, but you
at
first didn't
rink,
know each other.
At the rink in Culver City, Randy, we were taking from the same coach, Mabel Fairbanks, as solo skaters, just 8 and 10.
Right.
And she needed a pair team for a little club show that they have at the rink. And she thought of us.
She thought you two would
be
well.
And she had to bribe me with candy, with Barbie doll clothes, with whatever, just to hold his hand. Because at that age, guys, boys had cooties.
He had
this disease called cooties. So they had to literally place my hand. It's like just skate around the rink.
Wow.
And we'll see. And it just, it took us like a year to get used to each other.
Yeah, because you started at an early age.
As children, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been, I'd never had any other partner, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it worked. And we had the same goals, and it's about respect, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all about respect. Respect your coach, respect your partner, respect the ice, respect it all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So important.
And now you're still in touch, probably. I mean, you've
absolutely
become like...
He's like my brother. He's like my brother.
Family.
Right.
Well, that's the name of her book.
Forever Two is One. And it's just, it's an interesting relationship. I try not to analyze it too much because it's just.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and it worked, and it was great.
Yeah.
How lucky were we?
Right.
So lucky.
That's true. I mean, not everybody gets that opportunity in a lifetime,
Right.
Yeah. So, now, what were you doing before, before you got into the chocolate, right before? Like now, what have you been doing recently?
Writing the book.
Oh, writing the book.
Working on the book. And so the proposal is done, which I should see next week.
Okay.
So you take the proposal, you tweak it, then you give it back to your agent, literary agent, and then you shop it.
I see.
And then you cross your fingers.
Now, have you thought of opening your own school, maybe figure skating school?
No,
or
I didn't
like
go
that?
In that. I didn't go in the normal coaching direction. There's something I was telling Jane, my friend who I taught yesterday, I said, I can't remember. I'll get out there, and I can't remember how I learned something.
Mm.
And it was, it just didn't come naturally. Like, Randy has it. He has the temperament. He knows how to deal with the parents. He just has it. Either you have it or you don't.
Right.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
But the parents, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah, that's... I mean, so lucky.
Drama from that alone is a complete reality show. You know, like that show, the Tiaras and whatever, and the Texas Cheerleading Moms.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I think they tried to do a skating, and it didn't. It was so out of whack. But
it's so crazy. I mean, put it this way: I didn't speak to my mom for 2 years during that time because
why?
She switched, she changed, and it wasn't just her; it was everyone else. They stole her purse. The other like parents sharpened my sister's skates backwards. So like, I mean,
what?
Yeah, they like.
That's not funny, but
no. I mean, like crazy,
that's
crazy.
That's so Tonya Harding.
Because their daughter was in the same level as my sister, and my sister was like getting all the attention. And like, I'm not kidding. Like, this stuff really happened. Right. I've seen it.
It's about the parents when you're that young.
And it's crazy.
You know?
Well, the parent, it's the thing where the parent wants it more than the athlete, more than the child. And the thing that happens is the girls end up quitting because it's too much pressure. It's it's too much, especially around the teenage years. They're like, who needs this?
Right.
Everyone's miserable. Everyone, you know, it's like, who needs it? So they end up quitting. So it defeats the whole purpose. The parents have to step back. You have a coach, you listen to the coach.
That's true.
What happens at home is, you know, that's a whole different story. But when you're in the rink, it's the athlete and the coach.
Right.
And Randy and I were so lucky that our parents did step back.
Yeah, that's great.
And supported you.
And support it. You know, they're paying the coach to teach us.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would imagine, you know, at that age, it's pretty rigorous to have to practice all the time and, you know, and put on a face and a presentation and so forth and, you know, perform. I mean, that's what you do.
That's what we do.
Right.
But
so that's a lot of pressure on a
child. It's pressure. It like, early years, not so much pressure. You don't know what pressure is.
Right.
You just loved, and Randy and I were the same. We loved being out performing live. That, you know, the applause was like a drug.
Right.
You know, still to this day, it's, you know, it's kind of sad, but I crave that.
The
audience reaction, that immediate response.
Right.
And sometimes I look for it in the wrong places. It's not there. You know, walking down the street, it's like, okay, I'm here.
Well, we were talking about
look
that.
At me.
But it's kind of, it's either you have that or you don't. And at an early age, you put a little child in front of, you know, 5,000 people, either they're going to love it or they're going to shy away from it. It's like
true.
More. Give
really?
Us more. Yeah.
So you embraced it.
I embraced it. I loved it. You know, teenage years, 16, 17, that's when you understand about pressure and nerves. And, you know, the training's harder. And it, you know, but it's still something you love.
Right.
And if you don't love it, you quit.
Right. So now, so you obviously love this. So when your, let's say, your sports career was over.
Yes.
You decided to get into other performments and so forth, like
ice capades
and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Being on the road.
Yes.
Being on the road.
Yeah.
It's 9 months out of the year. You get in ice capades. We got 2 weeks off, I think, at Christmas.
That's all.
Yep. It's another commitment.
It is.
But you know, if you love performing, this is, you know, and it paid off nicely. And so after Ice Capade, we did that for 3.5 years. And then we toured. We played Vegas, Caesar's Palace, the Desert Inn. You played Lake Tahoe. You played Atlantic City. All of these venues, you know. And this was the 80s. So we were, once again, lucky.
Right.
Because skating was at its height.
Yeah. Oh, really? Back then?
Yeah. Oh. And we toured with Dorothy Hamill, was the star. And Randy and I were her guest stars. And it, you know, I look back now, it's like we were so lucky.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm so
true.
Appreciative that we had that opportunity.
That's true. You had
they don't have them now.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have them
But you obviously developed the drive early on, you know, and I think that's admirable because I don't think many people are like that, you know, especially when you're a child, you know.
Right.
You may have dreams and stuff, but I don't think you really act on those ambitions the way that you did.
Right. Well, I think right now, in the world now, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, and, I see kids that can't focus. I look at kids now, and they're all kind of all over the place.
Mm.
because there's so much.
And they can't spell. They're spelling.
They can't spell
text.
Or write.
You know,
they write. It's
exactly.
All about this. It's pushing, you know, buttons and typing.
See you later is C-U-L-T-R. You know, I mean, really?
Well, I mean, I do that because I'm not typing the whole thing. I don't have time for that.
Right.
You know.
But we know how to write, and we know.
Yeah, but you know the difference. You know, you also write well.
But you're right. They have. That's the ghetto kids.
That's right. Well, you know, and it's a different era. It really is.
I don't know what they're saying or what they're writing. It's like, who's all these half words, and it's like, what?
It's, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a whole language, you know?
Well, I don't want to learn it.
And them kids with their pants down around their ankle.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, that to me, that's the one
I don't
think
want
of.
It. I don't get
Does
it.
Does it make us feel old? Yes, but okay.
And we can write.
Look like complete morons. I'm sorry. You have droopy pants. I mean, I used to call them poopy pants because they're droopy because you've got poopy in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Droopy poopies.
It's your
look. Yeah, get a belt.
No, it's ridiculous.
And call it a day.
But, you know, where is she? You know, when I was young, I was on the Gong Show when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and, I love this.
And this is a good
I
story. And talking about, you know, wanting that you know, the applause and hearing your name and stuff. My mother tells the story when I was a kid. She used to go to the market, or she, you know, White Front was a big department store back then. She'd go, and the minute she walked in the door, she'd go like to the right to get the basket, and I'd make a beeline, a left, right to the manager's desk, and tell them that I was lost, and, you know, could they please ask for my mother? Because I wanted to hear my name over the loudspeaker.
Oh my God.
So when the Gong Show came out, I was a kid, and I called in because I thought, oh my God, here's my chance to be a star. And I got on, I sang, and Chuck Barris loved me. And he brought me back as a regular on the show, where I would be like Gene the Dancing Machine or the Unknown Comic, or, you know, they needed filler. But whereas, you know, Ty got the support from her parents because she actually had a talent and was doing something. I was told I was a talentless little shit. And that they were not interested in pursuing any kind of a career that I might be interested in.
Watch his mom call back right now.
I know.
But we were talking when they did the reality show, and my parents were being interviewed. I told Ty, I said, I was watching from behind the cameras, and she was talking about a different kid because that was not my life she was talking about. You know,
she embellished.
Knew he was great, and we encouraged him. I'm like, you did not encourage me.
See,
who are you
That's
talking
the camera,
about?
When the camera goes on.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really
embellish.
Crazy. Well, you know, we have an announcement to give you today too.
Yeah.
We have a little scoop for you.
Okay.
But we don't. Do you have to take a call or
no?
They're not calling.
No. You see, they started calling early, so I didn't answer it.
Yeah.
And then they kept calling. And I thought, well, maybe it's just a caller, and we were in the middle of a conversation. But
what's the scoop?
I haven't seen all the time.
But that's okay. We have about a few minutes. Maybe they'll call. If
I
not,
wrote them
we'll
again.
Squeeze them in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll definitely squeeze them in at any time.
Okay.
I apologize. You know, I don't. Sometimes you just don't know.
Well, I think you're gonna. This is
anyway. Let's go back to.
Okay. Yes. Very excited. Yes. I knew you're like, I forgot about
I
that.
Forgot.
Well, you know, there's so much stuff. Honestly, it's been a whirlwind with Ty. It
this
really
last
has.
2 weeks, it
yeah,
hasn't hit.
Yeah.
It hit.
I'm. We've been Facebook friends for a while, but we really didn't know each other. I mean, it was just I followed her, and she, you know, because I've known of her, and you know, that kind of a thing. But then I asked her on the show, and she came on the show, and we had a great time. Again, we discovered all kinds of things about each other, and then we went to the theater with our buddy Rip Taylor, which is great. That was fun.
The
we
best.
Had a great time. And like I said, just this whole thing evolved with the candy and everything. Well, you know, I love doing my show here.
Yes.
You know, Frank Talk. It's just fabulous. And
right.
I've met so many wonderful people. I met, you know, the author who wrote books, you know, the Arm Candy book, Chris Gaida, my friend Michael Stern. I had Jerry Mathers on. We've just had some wonderful things. And, you know, Taka Boom, who was my co-host in the beginning, you know, helping out a few weeks. You know, she's been wonderful, too, and all that. Well, Ty is going to be my new co-host.
Oh, wow.
So we are.
You didn't know?
No, she knew.
I knew.
Oh.
I knew, but I wasn't sure if I could say anything.
Yeah.
I know. I loved the whole radio
Wonderful.
Vibe, the whole medium of radio. I love it. So when he told me this, it's like, am I dreaming?
Wow.
And, you know, I just thought I couldn't have a better co-host. And I'm afraid
That's
she's going to get sick of me.
That's true, because you developed a great relationship.
You know?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
It's respect.
Short period, yeah.
It's all about respect.
We're, you know, right. we're
I'm
this,
so lucky.
I'm so lucky. Are you kidding? She's got that. She's got the wonderful ethic of just, you know, she's got that hustle. She's got, she wants to get out there and do stuff, which is what I like. I like like that in somebody. You have to have a passion in life, whether it's for skating or for chocolate or for radio.
Right.
You know, passion is what drives us and keeps us going. And I see that in her, and I love
Thank
that
you.
In her.
Right. Thank
and
you.
So, and I couldn't think of a. I love the show, and I had two co-hosts for 3 years.
Right.
And so going at it alone, I love that, and I loved having the guest hosts in because it's nice. But you don't have that chance to bond with somebody and get that relationship going with when you have guests in and that banter like you have with Bridgetta here.
Yes, right. Exactly. I love yeah. that.
So
she pushes your buttons.
I like doing that.
So I was so thrilled. I figured, what the hell? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you don't ask, you don't get. And, so I said, hey, would you be interested? And she is, which is great because she lives right up the street. She'll be here before
That's
I
awesome.
Will, which is incredible.
Right.
Yeah. So it worked. It's like
perfect.
Everything with her
I appreciate
has
it.
Just filled in. It's just been wonderful.
It's
and
very
I can't,
nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing like how, maybe a couple months ago you didn't even know her or
right.
you didn't, and
oh my
then
God.
Suddenly
right.
you guys developed such a great relationship. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's
it's serendipity.
It is. It really is. It is serendipity, kismet, whatever you want to call it. It's one of those things that it's nice to happen. And I was saying
and
it.
So many mutual friends.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible.
It's like six degrees of separation.
Yeah, she does her. Really? She does a video diary, which she's going to be shooting tomorrow.
Right.
And this is your number 8, right? Or
I
7?
I think we're, it's 7 or 8.
I think it's 8. It's
yes.
8. And they're really interesting. They're about 15 minutes long, and it's just her in this beautiful place in the canyon. You can see the backdrop. It's great. And it turns out that's the guest house of my good friend, Ruta Lee.
Yeah.
And, I'm up there a lot, and I didn't realize it. And
it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be.
So,
yeah,
yes.
Your paths were meant to cross.
Yes.
So Frank Talk will become Frank and Ty Talk.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That's cool.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm
so now, so tell us a little bit about the show. So you said it's entertainment, politics, things like that.
Well, yeah, it's everything. You know me. I've had some really eclectic guests on. We've had Jerry Mathers. We had lots of authors. I've had police chief. Bernard Parks on.
Right.
Because I'm active politics locally, that is something that I like and I think is entertaining. And a lot of people, appreciate having that outlet or to be able to understand it. But also, I'm Hollywood. I was born and raised here. My friends are in the industry. So, I like that and I like talking about that. Rip, of course. Rip Taylor, our buddy.
Yeah.
He calls in all the time. It's great. We love him. So, that brings the avenue of, she certainly has those connections as well and brings that... We know a lot of the same people, so it just would be really fun and entertaining and just ratchet up a notch.
Awesome. And I know she's going to contribute so much to the show,
Thank you.
It's going to be really cool.
I'm beyond excited.
Oh, me too.
Because I love to ramble. Talk. Just let me go.
Well
and
that's
she
a place
comes
to
so
do
prepared.
It.
I
yes.
mean, when she was on the show as a guest, I was so impressed because she had her little cheat notes and she wanted to make sure she got everything in. And that just, again, impressed me of somebody that really has it together and knows what they're doing, and I like that. I really do.
Okay, so everybody, listen to Frank and Ty Talk. So we're gonna have to change everything again.
We'll talk about it.
What did he say?
Huh?
Frank and Ty Talk.
I know. Can you believe that?
I know.
It has a nice ring to it.
It does. It really does.
It does.
It's kind of a little.
Oh,
you know.
Thank you.
So the show is on Sundays at 4.
Yes.
4
right.
p.m.
Yep.
Right here on Channel 1 and LA Talk Radio. And look forward to it. Always great guests and
we've got some wonderful people lined up. I'm getting dates right now, but we have Rona Barrett, who of course legend in the entertainment industry. Rona,
she's still alive.
Really,
because I used to watch her.
Yeah,
in the 70s.
We all did.
We all did. Rona's great. She lives up in Santa Barbara. She has a lavender farm up there, and her new her new project is a retirement community up there that would
perfect.
Be open. For people, and she's really the milestone is that she's raised half of the money already, paid off half the mortgage of the property. So she's really on her way to completing this project, and it's been a passion project for her. And we've had her on my other show, so I texted her when I saw that she had reached the milestone and said, we'd love to have you on, because I think you're doing such a great thing. And she said, absolutely. So we're working out the date. We also are working on getting Richard Simmons on.
Now that's a show.
Oh my God.
He won't even need us.
Well, and the thing with Richard is, when I was a kid, I looked just like Richard, which is not something I take that I really want to brag about. But people really thought that I was Richard Simmons. I mean, literally. I had people that would follow me.
Did you wear those outfits?
Oh, my. No. Oh, my God. Well,
dolphin shorts.
That was the outfit
dolphin
of the day.
Dolphin shorts.
Those really
Woo!
Short shorts. But he posted a picture of when he was young online the other day. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. God, we looked so much alike when I was that age. I can see why people thought we looked alike. But, you know, really, it wasn't the greatest thing, because I also had people when I was young, once in a while, would say, well, you look a little like Peter Brady. Now, I encourage the Peter Brady lookalikes.
Do you know Christopher Knight was my first boyfriend?
I know. I read that. I thought that was
we'll
funny.
Get him on the show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, we got to wrap up, folks.
Oh, no.
Already? Gosh, the fastest 50.
Frank Schiftel and Ty Babilonia, of course.
You said that perfectly again.
Well,
Thank
yeah,
you.
I try to, you know. And, I mean, I don't see how you can say it any other way.
Oh,
but,
believe
okay.
me.
But at any rate, listen to the show Sundays at 4 here on LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
Candy
you.
Candy Factory.
Thank you so much.
Thai Treats. Get all this.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Facebook,
thanks everybody.
Twitter.
Everywhere.
Thank you.
TheCandyFactory.com.
Yes.
Yay.
And
Yay.
No, the Candy Factory LA.com.
It's very good. What, you've been smoking some of his stuff? What are you doing?
I don't do that.
Well, she will.
She's
okay,
drinking
everybody.
It.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.